Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Burp.
Yep.
I burped right before it started, and it was really funny.
It was, but I didn't record it, so no one knows what you're talking about. Okay.
That's it.
Jesus.
That's it.
How you been, dude? It's been a while. I haven't seen you in a minute. What have you been doing? What have you been up to?
What's been going on?
Mm-hmm. What's going on?
We've been sending each other some cool songs, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not with Apple Music, because we both have it.
Yeah. Tony sent me a song. We installed the door that we spoke of
mm-hmm.
a few weeks back.
Successful installation.
Yeah. Well, I measured, so it mm-hmm. was very snug.
Very.
Meaning it wouldn't open if we installed it, so we had to cut off an inch of a six-panel, six-inch-wide each door, which was fun. Tony killed it, though. Mm-hmm. And then we saw it's all good. And then I texted him that night, and I was like, hey, man, thanks so much for helping me out. Like, this basement's so sick. And I think I
really
actually...
Really nice and emotional.
I think I actually
friendly.
Wrote, like, basement, then deleted it and wrote room.
Yeah. Because
it's not a basement anymore, dude.
I get it.
It's a room.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
We fucking... This thing's built with love.
It's a real room.
It was built on rock and roll. Anyways, so...
What did I do?
Tony sent me a song, Thank You for Being a Friend.
Yeah, by Dionne Warwick and yep. Elton John.
Yeah, no, and I was watching the video, I was like, this is fucking wild, dude. Does
yeah.
he want me to watch the whole thing? I don't know.
No, I just didn't.
Sorry.
I should have sent you, oh no, it's That's What Friends Are For.
I thought you said
Thank You for Being a Friend.
Thank you for being a friend. Yeah, my bad, That's What Friends Are For, yeah.
Yeah, That's What Friends Are For.
So wait, is Thank You for Being a Friend, is that the Golden Girls?
Keep smiling, yeah.
Okay, that's why. I listened to a podcast about the Golden Girls.
That's
why it's on my brain. I also, when he would always be like, oh, this is what we're going to open our set with, and we would never do it.
Yeah.
And we would take like a song, open the set with it, and then when the song ends or the sample of it, whatever, then we would start playing. And I was like, can we do Thank You for Being a Friend, like the fucking Golden Girls theme song? And he was like, sure. We never did.
Dang.
But yeah, that'd be sick, right?
Yeah,
like
be
setting
real
up and you just
tight,
and that starts playing. Like you're like, oh dude, this band's about to be hard as hell.
Dude, this band's
and
about
then
to
it's
be...
like, man, they're 30-year-olds playing pop punk. And they're not Blink 182, so this sucks.
Man. That one dude is super, super badass looking.
Wow, this is what broken dreams look like live. Weird.
Well, he's fiddling with his cord.
Yeah.
Like, it matters where it is.
Yeah. We don't care. Honestly, you can be turned off.
Yeah, wrap it under your strap. That'll help.
How about wrap up the set? I'm over this.
Just, where's the single that you're giving away for free?
Yeah, and I'm not going to take that. In the trash. I mean, you're literally printing these to go in the garbage.
It goes in my back seat with the others.
Yeah.
In my Taco Bell.
And then once a year, I clean it all out and throw it all away.
God. I remember I would.
Thank you, Florida.
Yeah. See you next time.
Oh, Gainesville, you've been awesome tonight.
Girls are drinking half price tonight, and you know, tip your bartenders.
New Kingston, Georgia. Thank you for coming out. Yeah, no one's ever heard of that. There's a reason.
Pellington, Nebraska. You are killing it.
Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We love you. Almost as much as T Falls last night.
Miami, Ohio. I love you.
Oh, man. Those are all real places that we played. Yeah. Not Miami, but yeah.
Miami, Ohio.
But T and Sioux Falls and fucking Gainesville. Yeah. Well, Gainesville is actually kind of big. Anyways, so what were we talking about? That was really loud. I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't hold lighters. Shouldn't hold things, dude.
What were we talking about? I don't know, doors and me sending you a video.
Oh, yeah, and then Tony was like, yeah, give me like a 10-minute warning when I can come over. So I sent him Come On Over, Baby by Christina Aguilera.
Yeah. I didn't even open it.
Dang,
or listen to it. Yeah, because it was on YouTube, and I was like, you made the comment. You're like, we're rich enough to have Apple Music, bro. Just link me on Apple Music with a song next time. Then he sent me a fucking YouTube video the day after.
I know, I forgot.
I was like...
Because of what killed it for me was I saw what the video title was, and there was a 15-second commercial,
bingo.
So I was like...
In my head, I was like... I don't know if the commercials always transfer over
yes.
when you share.
Well, now you know.
Because I was annoyed by it, too. But I was like, their voices are beautiful in that
the
song.
The more you know. Yeah, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it.
It's just the same thing four times.
Really is.
That's
There's
all.
Not much to it.
Mm-mm.
I was like, do I know this song? I don't think I know this song.
I remembered hearing it as a kid, like on like a cassette tape in the car. And always thinking
yeah.
that it was just like really like fun. Just like, because it has that little like... It's like a flute or something.
No, it's a fucking harmonica. You saw it at the beginning. At the beginning of the video, the dude's playing it.
Oh, it's a harmonica.
Yeah, like an electric.
I thought that was an ocarina.
No.
Sorry. I don't know my instruments. My flute, wind instruments, I'm not really down on.
You're not on Twitter at all, right?
No.
When I post our episodes, I like the first one, I was like, click the link below, and it was Link from Zelda.
Yeah.
And then I was like, the next one, I was like, click the hyper, because I posted a link, so it's an actual link. But and then I said, click the hyperlink below. Ugh. And then it was a GIF of him moving all quick. And then today I posted it, and I was like, hey, recording a new episode. It'll be up Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Until then, listen to this week's episode on any podcast platform.
Wow.
Or the blue link below, because it turns up blue. Yeah. And then it was him in the fucking water gear.
There's a reason why.
Dude, that's good, right?
Fan base is dwindling.
I think that's dang, no, it's because you don't fucking post about
it. I did.
It,
I wrote, start your morning the weird way, and posted
when?
It.
When?
Like 3 days ago.
Dang.
Why?
Because everyone hates you. Or no. That shit just got lost,
dude,
in the feed.
I post a picture on Instagram, it gets like 70 likes. I post something on Facebook, 2 people like it at like midnight.
All right, so this is what you do. Post a picture with the link.
Yeah,
with the 2 movies that we
talk
about.
I just don't
want
to like monetize my Instagram because it's like an
art house. Not that. I'm talking about Facebook post, because the photos, I think, are the algorithm pushes those up.
Oh, so like a sexy pic of me.
No, so like the, well, I used to photo. Do the movies that we would talk about.
I know,
Tony,
side by side. Yeah.
Yeah. And that way that it would post it upwards so people would see.
Thinking more of like a nice side shot of me.
That's cool, too.
Yeah. Black and white.
All right, man, I'll take a picture of you at the end of this.
Noir, just like, hey.
Yeah, no, I'll take a picture of you against this wall.
Don't, dude. I am
on.
A wall, dude. I don't.
I'll get a good angle.
I feel just stupid ugly lately.
Why? You're beautiful.
Know. Eh, put on a lot.
What? Look at me.
The winter weight, dude. The pants on the calves.
Yeah.
Get a little tight.
Okay, yeah. My calves never get
fat. Because I have, like, sexy jeans.
Oh.
Like, they're not baggy. They're pretty sexy.
I only have one pair of kind of baggy pants.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, my jeans are sexy jeans, so the calves are already kind of, like, struggling in there. So now they're kind of, like,
just trying to break
free. You got to kick it with a foot.
Trying to get that mother's milk because they're calves. Come on, dude.
Calves.
Hey, we're back.
Calves, dude. He says calves.
Calves.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Just that wordplay was so...
It was on.
So on.
On point. Anyways, God. So yeah, dude, I fucking look like Pearl from Blade right now. It's all right.
Ah, my oh my. She was so hot.
Bald, just God. Like you like them.
That scream.
Is insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways.
Dude. I got to talk about another scream later.
What scream?
There's a really cool scream I rewatched it like 3 times. The
Ninja
scream
Assassin?
In this movie, no. No, nothing in Ninja Assassin is noteworthy. I'm sorry.
Dang!
Never mind. It's awesome, maybe.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows, you fuckers?
Spoiler alert.
You better
alert.
Wait with bated breath.
Mm.
Bated breath. Is that it? Bated breath? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Calf breath, I believe it's called.
Shut up.
Calves breath. Anyways, Tony, so you got any cool news, anything sweet happening in your life?
I just downloaded 2 games for free.
What
on
games?
PSN. The Surge.
Dude, did you see what fucking free
okay.
games they have?
I guess I'm not talking.
Did you see?
I guess I'm nothing.
Well,
are you
going
to say on Xbox?
Yeah.
Yeah, Revengeance.
No, it's not. I was wrong.
It's not.
It was last month's. Reading old articles.
I don't have Xbox
Live.
Might have
been
Continue.
April 2018. I'm
Mother
not sure. Anyways,
God.
What I'm trying to say, Tony, is that Star Wars Battlefront 2, the original.
Yeah.
Is about to be released for Xbox.
Well, can't you get it for like 9 quarters at GameStop?
No, that game goes for like $25.
That's a sham.
No, it's not. It's like one of the best PlayStation 2 games ever made.
Wait. Okay, you're not talking about the...
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's sick as hell. But it's not free yet. It's weird. It's on their app with games with gold, but it's like play now. And you're like, wait, play now. And usually it's like get game. Like, here's the old price. Here's the new price.
Yeah.
It was for the original Xbox, obviously, because it came out with PS2 as well.
Wait, they're giving old games as their free games, not PS4 style titles? Or, sorry, Xbox One style titles?
Yes, they are. The other one is like a more expansive one. Did you download Conan too?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that looked awful.
Conan Exiles?
That looked bad.
Did you know you can make the boob size on the girl? It's ridiculous. Like, I watched a video of it at work. Big mistake.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, cool, walkthrough. I'll see what the beginning of the game looks like. And you're on a cross. You're like a heretic, and Conan comes and like...
I know. I watched the trailer.
And the character creator's like, hey, I know you're like completely nude on the cross except a little piece of clothing on your dickle or your vajayjay.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, hey, go dickle? Through. Yeah.
Or vajayjay.
Little dickle or vajayjay.
Okay. Like an icicle? Is that what you're going with? You just call it a dickle?
Like a dick popsicle? Like,
yeah, yeah, dickle. Okay. Yeah. Just make it not just... Never.
Just words. Yeah. Just words. Mm. You knew exactly what part of the body I was talking about. You didn't think I was thinking about ears when I said that.
Pickle. That's what it is.
Dickle pickle.
How'd you not know that? You're like, you know, like a popsicle dick.
Fuck. I didn't put that much into it. I was just winging it.
Is that what
it.
You just said? Yes. Touch the dickle.
Can we?
Yes, good.
Okay.
All right.
So you can always do a bunch of shit like hair and face and jawbone and fucking like physique. Like you won't be fat or thin or fucking muscular. Then it's like, what would you like your breast size to be? And it goes from these two little circles on these chicks' tits to like hanging off their ribs, fucking double E's.
Yeah, it looks like fucking Dead or Alive.
And the guy in the video is just like, yeah, it'll do. Double E's. And literally, there's like parts in the game where there's arrows like sticking out of his giant tits. And like, I'm just like, what in the fuck am I watching? And I shouldn't watch it here anyways.
What year was this made?
It was like, it's like 2 years ago, but it's an open world survival game.
It does not
game.
Look like it was made two
it's
years ago.
It's not really good graphics.
Good God, no. It looks like it was made for fucking like PS2.
Yeah. It's not really good graphics. But
it's like a step up from Ocarina of Time
like a survival,
on 64.
Like builder game. Like you build your colony and like you can build like a war base.
So. Oh, yeah. Okay. The gameplay sounds awful.
Oh,
as the graphics.
You'd hate it.
Yeah.
You'd hate it.
Anyways, what was the other one?
The Surge.
The Surge.
The Surge.
Yeah. Do you play as a lead singer of System of a Down?
Yeah, you play as Serge Tolkien or whatever
Tankian.
His name.
Yeah, Tolkien.
Tankian.
Yeah. He's related to JR.
No, it's like Dark Souls or Bloodborne.
That's what it looked like. In a mech suit.
In a mech, yeah.
That looked kind
of
tight.
So then you get tons of different components. Like you can fucking get like shit tons of weapons.
It's weird. The first like preview that they have that with actual gameplay, the dude dies within 2 seconds. And yep. I was like, well, this doesn't look fun at all.
Well, you have to be in that sort of like mindset of like,
I'm going to die a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
I know. You need those games that it's like, I haven't died once. I can't be killed.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm a god.
Jesus. This game has just given me all the perks of godhood.
I blindfolded myself and just picked up this controller and I wreck.
There is a. Diablo 3 was like that for me. I was like, this seems fake. Because someone seems to be like letting me get the keys to the chocolate factory castle. Because I didn't die.
You're stuck in a tube.
I was like, watching the credits, just like, I guess that was like a realistic run. Because my character never died. It's like a real game. I really made an adventure.
Posting that to YouTube.
That's a game there.
25 days later.
Everyone's uploads. Like, yeah, anyone can beat it on normal without dying, you moron.
Oh, and not only that, you're used to Destiny.
I'm good.
At Destiny?
No, not at Destiny. You know
you're
I'm okay
bad.
At it.
Yeah, not bad. But you get frustrated,
though. I have specialities.
What do you mean?
Like, there's some things I enjoy doing and I'm good at on Destiny. Something
killing easy enemies on Gambit.
Easy enemies on Gambit and getting them emotes, dude. I'll chuck them in. Come
there's
on.
There's so many times when we'd be playing Gambit and you'd be like, oh, just a fucking moat-stealing piece of shit, aren't you? I guess those were your emotes.
Oh, I just jumped off that cliff and took 9 emotes from me. And you're like, it's all the same moats. I'm like, but you're going to die.
No, I wouldn't. Sometimes I would.
I'm going over.
When I would.
Anyone who plays Destiny knows how much of an asshole
didn't even
that would be.
Didn't even deposit.
Yeah. Boys, I'm headed there. Yeah. You have 14.
And there's some blockers up. I can't really put it in. I'm going over, though. I got full heavy. We're good.
They're not going to get me.
Yeah, don't worry. Oh, man, I lost them all.
I am right in the middle.
I got sniped literally the instant I hit the map. Wow, that was weird. I didn't think it was going to happen.
Invader.
Invader Boom. On the... Oh. Your ally's a hero.
He came back. No kills.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Where are those moats? So I left them there.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. I like being like a support to
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Not a lead.
No. I don't know how to lead because I don't have the fucking like... I don't know, the matrix net maps in my brain that, like, all right, now you have to hit this pillar with your fucking pistol, and then you got to run over here and do 2 jumps, grab the orb, don't throw it,
you better not.
Look that enemy in the eye, but then duck. Yeah. What?
Yeah, it's how you play Destiny.
And cool, now a raven lit on fire, and now you can open the next door.
Dude, the new Gambit Prime, though, is fun, but we weren't talking about that Surge. So, do you like it? Have you played it?
I played it a long time ago, like... For like an hour.
How old's that game?
Like a year, year and a half.
I never.
Yeah, I think it was just an independent release. Like,
yeah, it looks
straight
like
to
PSN. Titanfall, but third person.
It's very much just like a third person perspective, like fighter.
Yeah, it looked like God of War.
Yeah,
but now
God
is
of
it,
War. Yeah,
is it the same like hard stuff as like Sekiro?
It's that. It's a company. I don't think it's From Software, which made Sekiro and fucking Bloodborne and Demon Souls and Dark Souls. I think it's a company that just emulated their style of gameplay.
Oh, just like, hard as fuck.
Just block. Yeah, like block right. Block it the right way. Hit the right way. Like
dodge
use
the right
your
way.
Fucking abilities the right way. Yeah.
Sure.
Instead of just being like,
that's what I like.
Devil May Cry.
Or God of War.
You'd love Devil May Cry.
Dude, I know, but I hate the main character.
He is a prick.
Dude, I was this
Dante
guy.
Dante the D-bag.
Yeah, honestly. Because I played, I think it was Devil May Cry 4's demo, and you fight this, like, electric monster at the end, like, Colossus size.
Oh, yeah. Huge bosses, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm running up. I'm like, dude, this is sick. And then the dude started talking. I was like, fuck this guy.
Oh, yeah. He's a real, like, hey, what's going on, you fuckbags? I'm here to party.
I'm like, it's like Deadpool, but he looks like a douchey anime character that had way too much money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's one Devil May Cry where he's eating a slice of pizza with his feet up on a table, and a demon comes in, and he goes, can't even finish my slice, and throws it at him, and then shoots through it.
It would have been tight if
he would
have threw it.
And I was like, he's like a Spider-Man? Like, he's kind of silly, but a prick.
It would have been better if you threw a knife.
Oh, yeah.
Can't even finish
sliced
my slice.
Sliced it in half, yeah.
Yeah. Well, slice the pizza in half, then the fucking enemy in half.
Dude, every enemy gets sliced in half. Eventually.
Devil May Cry.
Either by 1 million bullets or one big sword swipe.
Yeah, just fucking saw them down.
Dude, the guns that never run out of ammo.
Yeah.
They're named like Ebony and Ivory, and they're just
I probably would like it a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it's totally
the gameplay I would like a lot, but I don't think that like the story I really give
slash.
A fuck about.
No.
Because like Spider-Man's like fucking, you're playing Batman with the Spider-Man skin, but the storyline's sick. You know what's weird though is that like you have to play as Mary Jane sometimes.
Yeah.
And like it's like,
that
like
sounds...
I gotta sneak around because I'm a reporter. I'm like, fuck this.
Oh god.
Like I already found fucking 55 book bags all over the city, and now you're gonna make me sneak around and not even be able to hit.
Oh god. What are you gonna do? Take notes?
No, literally. Like you're like watching like
investigate.
Yeah, yeah. Inspect object. Yeah.
Let me use my reporter vision and
figure
it out.
Exactly. Yeah. Fucking like you're like walking around and it's in like some like, you know, lady sees you. It's just all sneak mode and shit. And you're just like, this is dumb as fuck.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
That's the only like bummer
that
part.
That sounds.
You know what was tight though is that like, spoilers if you haven't played the game, but Miles Morales is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad gets shot and killed. He's a police officer.
Yeah.
And yeah, you saw fucking Into the Spider-Verse. So you're at the memorial, Hobgoblin. Not Hobgoblin, sorry. Like, the Negative Man, like, employs these people, and they're literally, like, bombs. Like, they have bombs strapped around them, and they explode, they die, and they kill people. Like, it's, like, legit terrorist attack. And then you're Miles Morales, and you have to find his dad, and you watch, like, your father die, like, in your arms. But you have to sneak around like that. Like, that was a cool moment to use it for.
Yeah.
Like, the other one, like, you're in, like, Kingpin's Lair, and you're, like, looking at old art and trying to figure out, like, how fucking, like, oh, no, in this Polaroid, the fucking staff is turned left, and then it has a smaller one. So go find it in this case and put it in there, and then it doesn't look like it, but it works. It's like, fuck you.
That's what I always hated about Resident Evil puzzles.
What?
It was all old art and statues and shit. Like, oh, my God, is that Raven's head supposed to be tilted to the right? Let's go and get the crowbar that we saw in the master bathroom and fucking use it to twist this fucking statue
just
over.
Just so much backtracking that you like...
Well, it's, yeah, you go... Every Resident Evil, you travel back to, like, the place of conception in the game, like opening the main door. You'll run by that main door 49 times in the game.
Jesus.
And the newer ones, like Biohazard, like, make it to where you get comfy. They all do, kind of. You get comfy in a hallway. You're like, I gotta go down this hall, and then I'll go in this main area. Ah, the fucking hallway!
Yeah.
Oh, something horrifying happened in the normal hallway. Like, that's where they get their screams from, is
the
there
jumps.
Was never a zombie behind this door.
Do you have, like, a lot of games that you play that, like, you had jump scares on?
Alien Isolation is the only one that I've...
You were terrified of that game.
That game is so fucking good, it's stupid. It is silly.
One that freaked me out, I can't remember what the fuck it was called, but you played as like this like dead guy, and you're like looking for his soul or something like that. It was on like PS1 or 2.
Did he have like weird tentacle like demons that
helped
him?
No, that's The Darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that book. Have you read that?
Mm-mm.
It's based off a comic.
You can watch like there's the first scene, he's sitting on a couch, and if you don't press like get up and start, it just plays like this whole old 1930s movie.
That's wild.
You just sit there and like chill.
The Darkness, that was such a cool comic book. That was made by Image, obviously. Like, I think it was Image. Witchblade. Do you remember that comic?
Yep.
He was a side character from that they gave his own line.
Oh, because I have read some Witchblade.
I had the first omnibus, and I spilled a whole entire bottle of Windex on it in my fucking trunk. $70. You can't even find it anymore. Like, that book's gone. Like, the omnibus, like, you can't find it anywhere.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was, like, the whole, like, first volume of it. There's two of them, and I never read the second because I fucked the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty bummed about that. But it was tight because you were, like, a fucking, like, the mafia's son or some shit, and then you get imbued with, like, these, like, demon powers.
Yeah.
The game I did not like. The comic was sick.
I'm not sure what game you're talking about, though. I think you'd like the game Fear a lot.
So do I. Yeah, I've read up on it.
That slow-mo fucking shooting is...
You made it. Yeah, you told me about it, and like I actually looked at it. I think you can buy all three for like $20.
I mean, they honestly, like, even now, like, the effects when you're doing your slow-mo, it's not dated. Mm-hmm. Like, the way it, like, it's weird because it slows time, which then in turn slows particle effects, obviously. Sure. But then when you shoot from your point of view, it makes a ripple of sound like energy. And then you see your projectiles. Then you see people get hit, and like most guns penetrate fully through enemies. So then you see the background behind them shatter a glass or...
Oh, cool.
I'm like, fucking A, man. It's so dope.
That's tight. Anyways.
Best bullet time.
So, Surge.
Oh, Surge. I mean, yeah, if you want to play a game that is difficult but really fucking cool looking and, like, I feel, like, rewarding, like, because you do fight some gnarly shit. It's awesome. They're all, like, fucked up robots.
Now, is it rewarding the way that, like, Bloodborne's supposed to be to where, like, or, like, Sekiro?
Yeah, you feel like once you've, like, mastered a certain skill set, you're getting sicker weapons and you're like, oh, I know how to clean these
but
three guys out.
But is it that hard to where, like, you die, like, fucking 50 times and
no,
you finally beat it?
I don't
it?
Think that Surge is on par with those ones. I think it's like near.
So I guess the first boss you fight for we'll just call it Sekiro because that's what everyone else calls it. Fucking it's a ape with a sword in its neck.
Yeah.
And it throws shit at you and it like poop bombs you and stuff like that. And then you kill it finally, and then it comes alive again holding its head and takes the sword out of it and then strikes you down. Yeah. So like some dude ran it like fucking like, you know, 15 times and finally thought he won, and it like pauses to where it's like, you know, you won, dude, hell yeah, and like you're checking inventory doing whatever, and then it just gets up from behind you and just fucking cuts you in half. Then you gotta do it all over
again. I've heard a lot of reviews that people are like, I gave Sekiro 20 hours and now I feel like it's the greatest thing I've achieved. Like it's just so gorgeous.
20 hours. I probably put like fucking like 15 into Spider-Man. I'm almost beating it.
It's a learning curve, but then they say it's one of the most beautiful games. It's got such rich environments and all the enemies are so unique and the fighting styles are just so superb that it makes you feel like a fucking god once you figure it out.
Golden god.
Yep.
All right, Tone. So, any news? Anything else?
I saw the Joker trailer.
Did ya?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's out of left field.
No, it's not, because I love Joaquin Phoenix to death.
Yeah, no, so I'm really stoked on this. I saw it too. At first, I was like, damn, dude, like, I don't know if I want, like, an origin movie of the Joker. Because, like, one of the cool things is that, other than the Killing Joke, which is kind of canon but kind of not, like, it's not really said to, like, why he is or how he is, you know? So I didn't, like, really think that, like, portraying, like, a whole entire movie about him would be, like, a good thing. But the end of that trailer, I was like, ah, fucking, here's $100. Can I see it now?
Yeah.
It looks so tight.
It looks really fucking, I don't know.
I love his suit. I'm excited to see how he is. I just wonder how long we get until he is the Joker.
Yeah.
That's kind of my only concern.
Is that the last 5 minutes he's like,
do you remember
laughing?
Fucking,
and,
yeah, season fucking one of Daredevil.
Yeah.
Well, there's the suit. Oh, and it's over.
Oh, that was fun to watch.
Yeah, get ready for season two, then the Defenders.
No, it did look fucking really fucking like dark and fucking cool.
It looks tight. I'm stoked on it.
I also found out, I didn't know this, that Heath Ledger's Joker mask in the bank at the beginning, that's based off of Cesar Romero's Joker.
Oh, really?
From 1965 or whatever.
That's cool. Yeah.
66. Like, you look at them next to each other, it's identical. And I was like, that's fucking cool.
That is really neat. Yeah. Did he have a mustache?
Oh, I think he painted over it.
Cesar Romero did, but I was just wondering if they had like a fake...
Because it was just like the color.
Okay, I got you.
In the mask.
The color scheme, yeah. I thought that was funny. That was like one of the things they're like, yeah, you got to shave your mustache. He's like, nah.
I can't.
Definitely not do
that. How am I supposed to grow this back?
Have you heard of Morbius?
What? No.
Morbius, the living vampire?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. He was a Spider-Man character, I believe.
It just, the living vampire, like, clicked. I was like, yes, I have heard of Morbius.
Jared Leto.
Yeah.
How fucking crazy is that?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is being put out by Sony. I'm assuming it is, because I think
it's about him. Is it called Blood?
It just says Morbius right
now. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, it is Sony, yeah.
Come on, Jared Leto releases
first full look at Sony's living vampire. Oh, should they release the picture? I'll show it to you.
This will be good for a podcast.
Bring this up. Oh, wow.
This is
not good.
Tantalizing.
It's not good.
No?
No, Screen Rant is, again, just the worst. Oh,
just
thing.
A clickbait pile of shit, huh?
Truly, truly.
Would you like to know more about blah, blah?
Click here. It's like fucking Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
Anyways, Shazam comes out this weekend.
Yeah.
When you're hearing this, Shazam came out.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited to see it? Are you going to go see it in theaters?
I might go see Us.
You really should.
Yeah.
When?
Monday.
What time?
I don't know. Why?
Well, I'm off Monday morning. So is Josie.
Well, I work all day Monday.
Right. You don't take out the day after WrestleMania?
No, I might go see it with my dude Corey.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I've been listening to the soundtrack when I was cutting last week's episode. I was listening to it.
Yeah.
So fucking creepy. That's I cannot wait for you to see this like one scene where they use five on it, dude. Like,
am I gonna be scared?
You're gonna shit your pants. No, like you're like again, thriller, not horror. Okay. I don't feel like it's like really horrific at all.
Good.
Yeah, which you will appreciate because you fucking hate being scared.
No, just from jump scare horse shit in a theater.
That's what I'm saying. The cheap scares. You don't like that because you're like, God damn it, I wasn't expecting that.
That's stupid.
Now I look like a dickhead in front of everybody in this dark room.
Damn it.
All right. Well, let's hop into weekly recommendation. Oh, wait. What did you think of the trailer of Ma? I showed it to you last week after we recorded.
Oh, yeah. That looks very creepy.
Dude, doesn't that look sick? That is a dope premise. Creepy. Like, fucking, like, older lady, like, used to be friends with all those kids. And then, like, they all grow up. She was always outcast. And then she befriends their kids.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's weird.
Like a party house.
Yeah, I dig it.
Of horror.
Let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. Ah. All right, Tony, I watched Bumblebee.
So did I.
What were your thoughts?
That fucking voice of that one Decepticon was some of the coolest audio I've ever heard.
Which one?
It's at the beginning during Cybertron attack, and he's like, he says like two lines.
Is it the one that the tape jumps out of his chest?
It might be. It's not that scene though. He's just like, "Get me, wah." Like it, like fucking, like,
yeah.
It takes his voice and like throws like robotic octaves and shit into it. It sounds so fucking dope.
Some would call that a flange.
Is that what that is,
mm-hmm.
Dude? Fucking sign me up for some flange, dude. Like that was the coolest sounding like transformer I've ever heard. I was like, "Holy fuck balls!" It sounded like a computer was just like evil. It was awesome. That movie's awesome.
Dude, it was cool.
It's so well looking. So shockingly good looking.
That's what I was going to say is that like there's parts when like she's holding Bumblebee's head and you're like, I legit can't see. That looks like a practical thing.
And there's two scenes where I was like, kind of bad. But that's all.
And
man.
The movie is full of CGI. That beginning shot with them, the war at Cybertron, is so sick.
It's so, I watched it twice.
It's like one of the coolest things ever. Like when I was watching this part, like I was like, all right, I can definitely give this to Tony because he'll be like, fuck yes. I was telling Josie, I was like, I'd watch a whole movie like this. Yeah.
All of them looked so cool.
Yeah.
They were so authentic looking. Their transformations looked better. Their fucking like movements. Oh man.
It was very lifelike.
The only thing I thought about, and it's hard for it to make it into a movie for any practical purpose, is why there was a species of robot that turned into non-practical vehicles compared to the fact that they were mechs. You know what I mean? Like, why is he a semi versus a helicopter? Like, where did they get these? Like, did they at one time... You know what I'm saying? I know it's from fucking Hasbro fucking.
Well, I also wonder if, like, maybe they land and the first thing they see that can conceal their identity, they just choose.
On Cybertron, though. Because Bumblebee was a car on Cybertron.
That was weird.
And yeah, it like he fucking, like smashes through.
Yeah, it looked like Rush 2099.
Yeah. It was like, yeah. Rush.
Yeah, the exact same fucking car.
Yellow robot car, and it turns into a sick-looking Bumblebee.
That is true. Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll
it's
give
strange,
you that.
But that's how are you going to not explain that?
But also, it, like, since this is a prequel to Transformers,
yeah,
it didn't add up because Josie and I watched Transformers afterwards, and like, yeah, it does not.
Not too much to add up there.
But, like, the continuity doesn't work.
No.
Yeah, like, almost at all.
Nope.
It looked like Bumblebee got there, like, about a week before, not fucking 20 years.
I was like, did he leave the car underwater till the next movie?
Yeah, it's weird. Well, then he turns into the Camaro at the end, which is kind of tight.
That's where I was like, yeah. She's great.
She's good.
She's a good chick. In terms of every chick in any Transformers ever, she's the best chick
now
in a Transformers.
What I'm saying is that, like, she's playing the Shia character. Yeah. Who do you like more, Shia LaBeouf in Transformers?
I like Shia.
Dude, he... There's so much more heart.
So fun.
There's so much more heart in the first. Like, dude, the first Transformers movie is not bad.
No. Not horrible.
But, like, comparatively to this one, what do you think's better? Test of Tony next week. We're doing fucking Transformers if this is the case.
I can't figure it out. Because I like Shia more. I like the. I guess I like the support characters more.
They still have dopey parents.
Still, I like the dopey parents in Transformers, the original, more.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Bumblebees weren't bad, but
these,
like,
weren't bad. They should have just stayed out of the ruckus.
It feels very contrived at times.
I was like, man, they just shoehorn those motherfuckers in a bit.
Yeah.
She's a little too antisocial and kind of fucking like, I'm still just depressed.
Yeah. There was some good parts in it, like, for the, like, that whole thing. Like, there was good moments with the mom, like, you know, like, hey, I know you moved on, but I haven't.
Yeah.
Like, that was a dope scene. But there's other parts that you're just like, okay, I get it. And I don't know, like, maybe it's because we've seen a Transformers movie before, but, like, I don't really have, like, that much nostalgia towards Transformers. I actually like it more now than I did then.
Yeah, because you watch Revenge of the Fallen again, you know they didn't have writers on that film because it was during the strike?
Wouldn't doubt it.
It was literally like, hey, put some patchwork together and put some glue on it.
Also,
and let's recycle shit from the island.
It kind of was.
Yeah.
Also, like, they still had writers. They were just...
on strike.
No. They're scabs. They're just not, like, ones that are on the writers'
they're just garbage.
Guild.
Yeah.
No, not even that.
Total shitbags. And then they had, like, 2 weeks to, like, patch it together.
That's where it is, yeah.
Shitbags.
Okay.
We'll they were in shitbags. Martha's Vineyard, by the way.
What do you give it?
Dude,
where are you?
I give the transformations and the chain, when the chain gets caught.
That was tight. Josie and I watched that part like 3 times.
So smart.
I was like, dude, that was fucking sick. And she was like, what? No, and I rewound it.
Yeah.
I think she looked away for a second and she was like, that was sick.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude,
it's so smart.
That
yeah,
was
it's
so
cool. And
I'm just wrapping them up. Snip, snip, snip.
The fact that there's Transformers that can go from car to jet to robot.
That was cool. We've never seen that before.
Yeah.
That was
and
neat.
The half. Like the half Transformer, half like.
Oh, and he's
car.
Like, yeah.
Because that's a thing, too, is when you could transform a Transformer just
to
its bottom half.
Yeah, that's true.
As a car and have his top half be a...
Yeah, because Bumblebee's on wheels.
Yeah.
Bumblebee actually, like, yeah, like him like being like the dog, like his memory being erased was kind of neat because then he became like a pet.
Yeah.
Which was kind of like in the first Transformers movie, which is odd, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he literally like, pisses on fucking Shia LaBeouf's dad.
Correct.
And I thought that, like, he was going to see the dog piss. And he was going to, and that was going to be a callback to why he does it. I thought that would have been so
sick. Good. No, yeah, he is a pretty immature guy.
Because a lot of people hated the fact that he like dumps his oil or whatever the fuck on him. But yeah,
it is.
It's
silly,
dumb,
slapstick.
but doing that fucking like
early,
retcon,
yeah.
Like that makes it kind of tight. That's like the fucking Death Star, dude.
No,
and Rogue One. You know that retcon?
Yeah, like, that retcon. Yeah. Would you have given John Cena an A+ or an A-?
Shoo. I go, well, it's weird because there's some parts
he's
that like
so
he's awesome.
John Cena.
There's some parts that it's awesome. There's other parts that I'm like, damn, dude, like you don't have to be just that dude.
It's a bummer. And his face is a bummer.
They wanted him to be the guy.
Yeah. He's not The Rock.
He's not. Yeah, The Rock.
His charisma is just not on par with other.
Have you seen Blockers?
Yeah, he's funny as another style human.
He's great in Blockers.
Playing a nerd, being that guy, is hilarious.
Yeah, he's amazing. But like,
yeah, a weak-willed guy that looks like that is hilarious.
Then again, though, the tough guy Marine, The Rock might have fucked up too. Honestly,
like I thought that would have been what's his face from the first Transformers was a good like Marine. Like fucking tactical dude.
Oh, the guy that looks like Paul Walker.
The guy with the spiky hair and slides. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's fine.
Yeah.
He's just fine. And he has a good banter with the other little shit kickers, like sidekicks that he's with.
You're right.
As where John Cena's like on an island of badassery by himself.
But did you notice the Sector 7?
Yeah.
That's tight.
Like real subtle, yeah.
Josie caught that. She was like, dude, S7. She was like, I was like, what? S7 Club? fucking.
yeah.
And she's like, no, Sector 7. I was like, that's no way. And I looked it up and I was like, damn, you're right.
Yep. We're the real silly guy.
Yeah. With the underpants.
But I didn't care for every scene with John Cena. I was like, ugh, goddamn. Not many scenes. Maybe his intro, like his shock and awe at the beginning and like his sort of like anger and confusion. That was like, cool, yeah, realistic. Then he just gets on this fucking testosterone, like, bring me the heads of robot aliens now.
Yeah.
I'm a goddamn general. And I'm like, okay, big dog. Like, if this robot alien didn't have fucking amnesia, he'd just step on you.
How many DIs you give it? Short for deep impact.
7.5
deep impacts.
Because I loved the Transforming and the action.
Yeah, it was dope.
It was such, like, perfect. Dude, in the fucking semi at the end.
That was tough. Which, it's strange because, like,
I don't know why he's chilling. No, yeah.
Then again, I don't think that was supposed to be Optimus Prime. I think it's foreshadowing.
It's foreshadowing.
It has to be because that would not work at all because Optimus Prime gets to, like, you see him land.
For sure.
And, like, a fucking semi with flames rolls by and he's like, that's me.
That's me. Roll out.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I think I'm actually going to go with like a 7.
Okay.
A little bit lower than you, which is strange.
Hey, it happens.
I'm growing, dude.
I'm
growing.
Yeah, you're a real art critic.
Even fucking robot movies now don't get straight 10s, you know?
10 out of 10, it had robots.
Holy shit, most of that was CGI.
And good CGI, so I didn't know where I was.
Nope, I loved it.
Yay!
Yeah, but I did dig it a lot. For sure worth a watch. Yeah, rent that shit. It's worth like a $4 rental, I would say.
Sure.
What else you got?
I also watched Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Mm. What'd you think?
Yeah, it's hilarious, dude.
Dude, it's good, right?
So clever. Dude, fucking Slaughter Race? So dope.
Dude, when she sings that song, Slaughter Race, you're like,
yeah.
This is so tight. Like, I love the awareness and like how it's like, yeah, this is like a cutesy, like, here's the Frozen moment.
Yep. It's
so good.
Dude, and Gal Gadot was great in it.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking, I think that John C. Reilly is fucking hilarious.
He's great.
Yeah.
And not only that, just the smartness of the movie.
The premise is fucking, it's awesome.
Like how everything works in it, like the mechanics of it. Like, dude, whoever, was that DreamWorks or Pixar?
I think Pixar.
Okay, whichever one. They can fucking imagine like the perfect way to explain things to children.
And they're like, do you mind if we use some of these IPs? And they're like, sure.
Yeah, eBay.
Every fucking princess. It's hilarious. Like, when she makes some fucking comfy clothes.
That was, that was the same girl that played Ariel.
Oh.
The original.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good movie, man. It's fun.
Yeah, it's dope.
And, like, hilarious the way it, like, deals with the internet. Like,
I think I gave it, like, an 8.5. I might bump it to a 9. Yeah. That movie's fucking sick.
With, like, pop-ups and shit and, like, come on over here and see
pop-up
my video.
Blockers.
Fling. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God, blockers.
Unauthorized ads in this in this video.
Get back here. It's so sick.
So fucking cool. Like, and then you realize, like, just how many properties Disney has. It's fucking believable. YouTube dropped the ball, though. But, like, because BuzzTube.
Yep.
Every other fucking, you know, Google was there. eBay was there. Fucking
I wonder
Twitter,
why.
Fucking everyone. And YouTube was like, nah, I don't know if that's going to be a good thing.
Or what if, like, fucking Disney's been like, yo, YouTube, can you take this down? Can you take this down? They're like, fuck off.
I don't know.
And then they're
like,
all right, dude, Ralph breaks the internet. Fucking Disney breaks YouTube.
Yeah. Like, dude, I guarantee there's little kids that are like, so BuzzTube is where we go to watch
the
videos.
Dude, how tight would it be if fucking Disney releases BuzzTube?
Yeah. And they're like, so it's the same thing you guys were doing.
No, it's legit the exact same thing. And
it's hilarious.
We just called it something else.
It's a very fun movie.
What do you give it?
Eight.
Eight.
8.5. Yeah, it's fun.
I saw Creed 2.
Yeah. Is that about a fight?
No. Okay. Yeah, it's Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Whoa,
actually.
That's so badass, dude.
Dude, it's sick. Yeah, fucking.
They play at Red Rocks?
They did. I was trying to think of that fucking song, like, down on the corner, rally in the street, hope boys, man. Anyways, fucking Creed 2. So, it's like the second movie of Creed.
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, me and you could have written this movie together.
Correct.
I could have written this movie without you, honestly.
I never saw it just because it didn't have much buzz after it got out.
Is it Drago?
Yeah.
Okay. His son, I think the movie should have been called Drago.
Oh.
Like, because, like, if you made Creed about, like, Michael B. Jordan and everything like that, and then flipped it to the perspective of Drago.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's a really sick, like, theme of, like, his dad being, like, that's why our country hates us. That's why our fucking mother, your mother left us.
Yeah.
Like, all this shit. Like, this kid's, like, really fucked up in the head because, like, his dad's like, I lost to Rocky on our soil, and I killed Apollo Creed, but no one gave a fuck because Rocky beat me on our soil.
Jesus.
And so you have to beat fucking Adonis.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, I'm going to make you do this. It would have been a way fucking sicker movie had it been from his perspective.
Yeah.
Not Michael B. Jordan's, because it's like, oh, shit, my girlfriend's pregnant and she's deaf. Is our kid going to be deaf? Oh, my God, it's deaf. Like, fucking the shit, like, you don't really give a fuck about. And, like, Rocky is obviously still in it, but he's like, no, you shouldn't, like, fight him, man. Like, no, I should have thrown in the towel, but I didn't. So, like, if you do this, I can't be a part of it. So he doesn't go in the first one. Dude breaks his ribs, gets all fucked up. Then guess what? Rehab. Then he's training again. Guess who he's training with? Rocky.
Yeah.
Like, fucking goddamn, dude. Like, it felt like fucking, like, paint by numbers.
Oh, it's the same fucking
But the Drago shit was tight because you never think about that. The villain of the movie, like, having a son and him being brought up in vengeance but not having any stake in the game other than his father losing on his country soil.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, guess what happens at the end? Fucking Creed goes to Russia, fucking beats Drago.
Oh, wow.
It's fucking the same goddamn movie.
Same thing. And then the kid's like, my dad is going to put cigarettes out on me till he dies.
Dude, honestly, like, there's that scene where, like, the car is driving behind them and they're running.
Yeah.
Dude, he, like, revs up and, like, hits his heel. Like, it's fucked up. Like, and he pulls around and stops the car and he's like, when I say run faster.
Is it actually...
Same dude, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh, fuck, what's his name? Yeah, Flash Gordon, right?
Yeah. No. What? No. Goddamn. Yeah, guy who plays Drago, fucking, he's a... Big 80s
guy.
Action star.
Are you sure he wasn't?
No.
Flash Gordon?
He is not Flash Gordon.
All right. Well, I give Creed 2 like a 5.
He played He-Man, I think.
Worth watching, but not worth, like, fucking rewatching. Like, you got it.
Yeah.
I'll look it up right now. What
it's
else
really funny, though. He has some real fucking crazy, silly movies back in the day.
Dolph Lundgren. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure. Hang on a second. Let me fucking scroll down the old timeline.
Yeah, let me check it real
quick.
He's
been in fucking 1,050 movies.
Yep.
So
yep.
He played the Punisher.
Uh-huh.
He was in He-Man.
Yep.
Rocky IV. What did I say?
Flash.
Gordon.
Uh-huh.
He's not in it.
Because Flash, the guy who played Flash Gordon was in Ted too, and that's not
right.
Him.
You're totally right.
Okay.
I was thinking He-Man and Punisher.
Oh. Very close.
Mm.
I saw two episodes of Ultraman.
Kind of close.
I saw two episodes of Ultraman.
I saw
the show.
Four.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Everything looks fucking awesome.
The storyline's kind of really convoluted.
I get it. Yeah, it's a complicated anime that doesn't need to be that complicated.
But then again, we haven't seen the whole thing, so it might make sense to why it's like how it is. That's what I'm going to say about it.
I love the two mechs that I saw so far.
Mechs?
Yeah, like the exosuits.
Suits, yeah.
Yeah.
I prefer exosuit.
Okay, great. Whatever you need, honey. Whatever gets you through the day. The exosuits are really cool. The fucking powers are sweet. Like, it's very to the Ultraman, like his power where he fucking has his arms like this.
He makes certain, like, arm designs.
Yeah.
fucking Constantine when he puts his arms together. He's like, here's my tat.
Check out this tat power.
Oh, man, tat power.
Because you didn't think those were tats that go together until they go together. Now look at them.
Yeah, you thought they were two separate tats.
These are not.
Turns out it's one tat.
You fucko.
One piece versus the other piece. Together, they are the strongest tat.
So right. Magical. I mean, so far, I can't judge it yet.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I mean, like, right now, from what I've seen, like, I feel like it might be kind of like a slow burn.
Yeah.
But the fighting scenes are fucking absolutely incredible. The artwork's amazing. It's definitely worth watching. Yeah, I'd say right now I give it like a fucking like 6.5. It's not grabbing my attention like how fucking like Castlevania. Castlevania like blew my fucking mind.
Dope.
Sat there and watched the first four episodes all the way through. Like, yep. I remember Josie woke up. She's like, oh, do you want to watch the rest of Castlevania? I was like, it's done.
You can do it.
And honestly, I'll watch it again with you right now because it fucking rocks.
I'm probably just going to watch Love, Death, and Robots again.
Oh, dang. You're not going to finish fucking
No,
Ultraman?
I will.
You better.
I will.
You fucking better. Because
I'm just going to rest tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's your day off, your Sabbath.
Yes.
Black Sabbath.
But no, it was pretty fun. What'd you see?
Mercy Black. This is a Blumhouse movie.
Okay.
It was released straight to Netflix.
Is there a reason for that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There
mm-hmm.
is.
Mercy Black.
There's some really fucking rad things about this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some really awful things about this movie.
That's how they
do it. Some of the acting is rough, and some of the fucking plot points, I'm like, I don't really get why they showed this and never like caught back up with that, but then showed this and then was just like out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Felt very lazy.
Fucking lazy asses.
It's not bad. It's not good.
Is it Blumhouse or Blumhouse?
I thought it was Blumhouse. Is it B-L-U-M?
Right? Blum. Yeah, maybe it is. I thought it was Bloom.
Either or.
Just curious.
Either or.
We're just trying to get our facts straight here on our...
We have rarely any
factual
facts.
Factual podcast.
Yeah, any facts straight on this podcast.
We're pretty good. We do our job.
You know.
Adequately.
Fucking, yeah.
Everyone loves us.
It's Flash Gordon. Who
knew?
We've
given out like 8 autographs this week.
Ah, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Signing those ECR cassette tapes. I would give it like a 5, like right down the middle.
All right. I'm not going to watch it.
You could... And it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, you're all right.
Bingo.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
What else do you see?
Vice.
What's Vice?
Vice? What's wrong?
You're good.
Oh, okay. Vice is what Christian Bale won the Academy Award for this year, or the Golden Globe for portraying Dick Cheney.
Oh, okay.
And Sam Rockwell plays George Bush.
That's sick.
And Steve Carell plays Donald Rumsfeld.
My God, why didn't you tell me to borrow this?
It's a one-nighter, and I didn't finish it the first night, so I got charged an extra. It took me 2 days to watch it.
Dick.
It's also Adam McKay.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Produced by...
For some reason, I was thinking Inherent Vice, or there's like Vice Channel.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
what you're watching.
Yeah,
you know?
That's... Those are two way
different
things.
I've been very fucking anxious for this movie. Excited, rather.
It's a lot, man. Like, it's a lot to unpack because it's a weird, like, fucking personal look into a super secluded dude who essentially was like, George, if you want me here, like, you got to just stay the fuck out of my way.
Do they do the shooting?
Yeah, yeah, they breeze over it, but they show the footage of the actual guy apologizing to Cheney.
Fuck!
Yeah.
I want to see this. All right, stop talking about it. What do you give it?
Oh, I give it like a 8.5. Like, it's a super unique movie. It breaks fourth wall, it has cool music, it's weird.
Kind of like House of Cards, that's kind of good to do with like political stuff, because then you can get in the brain of the person that you're watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dig that.
Exactly what you said, because there are parts where you're just like, oh shit, like...
Yeah. Oh,
it's
that's
all
why
conjecture from the director, but,
right, but
it's awesome.
But like, it gives like a cool motive that like you wouldn't normally see.
Like, there's one little line, like it's like few words, and it's just a really cool one. And he says a lot of lines, but he's just like, you know, you chose this. You chose me. Think about that. And like, you're just like, fuck me. Like, he is voted into office.
Yeah, he's vice president.
He was given the power. Like, this unilateral amount of power from our processes, our government, our regulations. Like, so, like, Who are you going to be really mad at? Like,
do they make Chaney out to be like the mastermind?
I mean, they make Chaney out to be way smarter than the guy that was above him.
Fucking duh, I am.
Yeah, like, they did make it out to be, I guess, fucking as accurate as it could be, because Chaney was like the head of all this extra stuff and all these things that were way beyond what most vice presidents ever touched.
He was the puppet master.
Yeah. Amy Adams plays his wife.
Nice.
Steve Carell is fucking hilarious. Like, it's a really funny character because I don't know who the fuck Donald Rumsfeld was, like, yeah, as a guy in, like, society.
What about fucking Sam Rockwell? Good?
Yeah, hilarious Bush. Yeah, it's a good Bush.
I feel like he could do, like, the perfect Bush.
And it's got, like, Forrest Gump kind of things to where there's historical events, but it shows Sam Rockwell, like, on the boat saying, like, mission accomplished.
Yeah,
in the fighter vest, like, giving, like, the salute.
Sick.
And it's Sam Rockwell, like,
that's,
shaking hands.
That's so tight.
Yeah, but it's the footage of the boat.
That's
it's
so
fucking
cool.
Tight.
All right, yeah. I'm in.
Yeah,
man.
Rent Vice, it's good. It's a unique watch.
What else is he got? That's all my shit.
Oh, nothing else. We've been watching Schitt's Creek while we eat dinner because it's pretty funny. Eugene Levy.
Is it like Dawson's Creek, but not?
No. It's like, it's a comedy like show like Goldberg's kind of about a fucked up family that's like
Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's Creek, like S-C-H-I-T-T-S. And that's the town they live in.
Okay.
And so it's about these like billionaire family full of assholes who their financial advisor steals all their money and they're broke, but he bought a town as a joke. And he still owns the property rights to that, so they get to live free in the motel in the town.
That's sick.
And the dude who played Grab My Strong Hand.
Yeah.
He's the mayor.
Oh, nice.
And so he's a fucking idiot. And but Eugene Levy and Dan Levy is his son, are the creators and writers of it.
That's
and
cool.
And he plays he is his son in the film.
That's
in the film. In the series.
Yeah, that's cool. What's it on?
Netflix. It's like four seasons.
Sick.
It's just like fodder for dinner.
Yeah, I feel it. All right, let's hop into Tessa Tony, Ninja Assassin.
Okay, man.
All right. I was really like...
The Wachinskis made this, by the way.
No shit.
Yeah. You didn't notice all that styling?
No.
Yeah.
That did not feel like that.
Really?
Not at all.
The slow... Like, there's a lot of slow...
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's like fucking everything now, so I never would, like, pin it on... Maybe when I saw it then, I was like, oh, shit, that's like The Matrix. But, like, I never would have thought now, because everyone slows shit down. Look at Transformers. Every time they fucking flip over a person, it's like, oh my god, I'm sweating, and he just came out of water, and look at all the droplets. Like, that's how every fucking shot is.
Oh, I guess it's not.
Well.
Maybe it's the fucking visual team. No, they're writers or producers.
Okay, so they had some type of...
They were on it. They were in there.
Oh, you didn't catch that? They were producers on that film?
Oh, my God. I just want to slam your face into my forehead.
Anyways.
Just watch it shatter like an old pumpkin on the sidewalk.
Yeah, it would. Halloween. No.
Halloween. You're so dyslexic. It would. Halloween.
No, that's not.
Pumpkin pie.
That's not dyslexic. That's more so like fucking, what's that called? Free.
Asperger's?
No. Free Asperger's. Yeah, that's name of the episode for sure.
Free Asperger's.
Yeah,
you're not, get it!
You're not sharing that one.
I don't care about nothing.
Free association. You're close with the A.
Oh. What's that?
Free association. Like, I say, like, fucking punk, you say.
In? Pumpkin?
Okay.
I'm thinking about pumpkins, my dude.
I thought you were going to say rock or kid.
In? You were like, wait, what?
I know. For a second, I was like.
You looked at me like, you just speak another language?
Yeah, I was like, punk in a club? Punk in a studio?
We should do that.
Free association. Yeah. Have you never heard of that? Like the therapists do that a lot.
I've never been to one.
Well, I know, but they show that in movies a lot.
Oh.
Like, they're like, hey, like say the first thing that comes to your head.
Yeah, I didn't know that was what that was called.
Free association.
I thought it was just called the thing after Rorschach.
Okay. That's usually how they say it.
Yeah, because in Armageddon, that's what they did.
So Ninja Assassin. I was really apprehensive about the fake blood because I remember that being like a thing that I hated. And I loved it in this except for a few scenes. The scene where like the... Where they use a spotlight, but it's supposed to be her with a flashlight.
Yeah.
That's like fucking like 6 inches long.
Yeah, yeah. The little mag light.
Yeah, yeah. The tiny mag light.
That like
the
lights one that, up.
It basically a keychain flashlight.
150 feet, yeah.
And not only that, like the brightest spotlight ever. But like the blood looked really bad in that. But like the beginning scene is so tight. Like,
oh, the beginning, it starts off cool strong.
Way sick, dude. And I don't dig the main actor.
I don't know what or who he is. Yeah,
he's great, like with fucking like his like moves and stuff like that. Like he's an awesome
training montages,
martial artist. But his acting is just so lame.
Yeah.
Same with the fucking girl that like plays like the fucking what would you call that? Like
the interest.
Well, the interest, but also like the supporting.
Yeah.
Yeah, character, like, eh. And then, like, the cops are, like, kind of bleh.
Yep.
And, like, the whole movie's kind of, like, I mean, it's good in the sense of the violence. It's bad in the sense of, like, what's there. And I bring to you that we watch Pathfinder for Tessa Tony this week. I know I said Transformers.
That's the sword?
That's what fucking the... Yeah,
like he gets like a sick sword.
Yeah, I think so. But Pathfinder's
he's on
tight.
Like another planet.
I feel like it's like Earth, but like not like it's like old Earth,
like planet of the Earth.
No, just like old Earth, planet of the Earth.
And he's from space.
No, I don't think so. Pathfinder.
Man, I don't know what I'm thinking.
Fucking the dude that plays Bones in fucking Star Trek is him, and Dredd. Can't think of his name.
Hey, are you asking us to watch two movies that you don't know if they're on Netflix or anywhere?
I have Pathfinder, so does Josie. So I can actually give you a copy and I can keep one.
Wow.
Yeah, big fans.
That's a lot of copies.
Big fans of Pathfinder, dude.
Okay. Sure. Why not?
Do you know who I'm talking about, though? The guy that played Bones
I do.
Star Trek?
Yeah.
What's
his name?
His
name's Carl Urban.
Urban. I said
Come,
Urban.
Don't catch the train before it leaves the station.
Ah, man. Anyways, Ninja Assassin. I give this movie like a 7 because I feel like the fucking like violence and all that shit. Like, there's so many fucking tight shots of faces getting cut in half.
It's stupid, silly though. I'm like, look at the Humvees and the ninjas are jumping around them.
Well,
and like,
not only that,
throw the grenades back at them.
What I didn't like is that like these ninjas are like so badass and no one can kill them. Then the Humvees break in and like fucking
all of them die.
You put
a flare in the sky.
All of them die.
Oh God, 49 ninjas just got mowed down.
Yeah, I was like, dang, dude, like these cats are like the baddest of the bad, and like they're just getting mowed down by these fucking 50 cal bullets.
Also, it made me feel like they were living in a tree fort above a city.
Yeah, kind of.
I was like, okay, so what? We're smoking out the fucking like rodents, is what it felt like.
Kinda. Like,
haul in, get all these fucking migrant pieces of shit. I was like, ew.
I didn't really remember this. This is un-PC.
Horrifying.
God, a lot of anti-SJWs running this one.
I just thought
one.
It was corny as shit looking, and I was like, how many blade slices can one human body endure?
Yeah.
Even if you can hold your blood back from falling out of your
That's
body.
That's a cool thing.
It's cool that you can stop the flow of blood to a certain area to keep fighting.
That was like
That's dope.
That was like that movie that you showed me where like the dude cuts off his arm and all those like little like liquid worms come out and like grab his like fucking arm and like put it back together.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Immortal Sword?
Yeah, or something
is that
like
it?
That. Yeah.
I think it is.
Sword of the Immortal.
Oh, okay, yep. Right on. But yeah, it reminded me a little bit of that. But I was like, that's sick. Like, you like mind over matter. Like,
yeah.
Fuck it. Like, you can control every bit of your body. I was like, that's cool.
Every blood droplet. But seriously, I was like, he's cutting through his spine like 5 times.
When he says, like, even your blood is your weakness, I was like, that's fucking tight.
Yeah.
That's some hard shit
like,
right there.
He ain't gonna kill him.
Dude, like, it's like, if you bleed, you're weak. It's like, damn, dude. Like, I will never be a ninja.
No. God, no.
God.
Dude, all the torture stuff they went through, and then, like, little girl trying to escape, and, like, he's like, should I be a little bitch ass, or...
Should I not?
You know, I don't know. I was just like, it's got so much it's trying to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I give it, like, a 7. Like, it's definitely, like, worth a watch.
Yeah.
It's fun and enjoyable. I noticed myself drifting a little bit throughout it because I was like, I don't really give a fuck about these characters.
Yeah.
But, nah, let's go 6.5.
Honestly,
I think that's a solid.
6.5 is fine. That'll do. That's enough deep impacts for you there, Ninja Assassins.
We'll top in a movie of the week.
Dude.
Hatfield McCoys, which isn't a movie. It's a fucking miniseries.
It is a miniseries.
5 hours long.
Awesome, dude.
I loved it.
Isn't it awesome?
It's way good. And it's a really cool story. Like, I really dug, like, the historical value. I think it was produced by the History Channel or A&E. One of the two.
One of those two, like.
I think it might have been A&E.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was dope. It looked really good. For what it was, especially like a TV miniseries, I think in 2012.
Yeah.
If I'm recalling this correctly. I love that the kid from Shameless is in it.
Yeah.
He plays Cotton.
Cotton Top, yeah.
He's way good. Fucking the dude from fucking Narcos.
Yep.
He plays the Milky Eye Cat. Yeah. Cap.
Cap.
Fucking Kevin Costner rocks in it.
Oh, dude.
Paxton.
Paxton is a rough character. Well, he's also, in my opinion, I'm very unsympathetic to
what
his.
What kind of guy would do that?
Taking my most egregiously hurt my wife.
My fucking God, dude. Like, I was like, what are you doing?
You will burn in sulfur and hell flame for that devil ants.
That's all he fucking does is yell.
All he yells at. He's like a fucking preacher on the hill. That's his whole thing.
It is wild, like, how, like, the Hatfields are kind of made to be villains in this movie.
Correct.
And the McCoys are kind of, like, the fucking, like, non...
downtrodden.
And not only that, like, very fucking religious, doesn't want to fuck things up. Like you know,
the community doesn't need these Hatfields.
Yeah, be shitty or anything like that. But, like, they're from Kentucky. The Hatfields are from West Virginia. But at the end of the fucking special, you're like, I feel for the Hatfields. And not only that, is a funeral is attended by like 5,000 people.
He lived a long life that was healthy, whereas Randall McCoy secluded himself in a fucking, like, a hut.
And just got drunk and caught himself on fire.
And, well, his wife was, like, if you think about the amount of loss, dude, Randall McCoy had nothing left.
Have you heard of, like, Job?
Job Bluth?
No, Job. It's a book in the
Bible.
The
book of Job?
Yeah, the book in the Bible. Do you know what happens to Job? Like, he, the devil and God, basically, like, the devil's like, hey, like, I guarantee I can get this dude to, like, denounce you.
Yeah.
He's like, do whatever you want. So he kills his entire family, gives him boils, kills all his fucking cattle, like, literally takes his entire life away. Yeah. And then, like, he rips his shirt and he says, God, why have you forsaken me? And then God's like, oh, yo, like, we were just testing you.
Oh, bro, don't worry about that.
And that's how it felt for McCoy. Like he's like, no, God will prevail. Uh-huh. He'll save my children. Oh, God, the one's shot. Oh, God, the one's pregnant by a fucking Hatfield. Oh, God, the fucking Nance married another Hatfield. Why is my life so fucked?
Infants are dying. My wife is fucking struck by a fucking shotgun. Like,
yeah, and then becomes, like, fucking insane.
Yeah, dude, yeah. She's like, you staying here to go to hell with Perry Klein.
Yeah, it's wild.
Don't tell me you're sending me away to get better.
I really dig the, like, it is a fucking hefty,
it's a story, man,
to chew. But at the same time, dude, all right, the score for fucking Jonesy and oh God, what's her name,
Rosaline
Rosanna. That score is so sick. Like, every time they're like, when they're jumping in the water together and it plays that like little, like, light.
Yeah, score. That little ditty. Like,
yeah, it's
beautiful.
It's guitar, I think. But, like, it's so fucking good. And, like, I don't know. The series really. I was very apprehensive when I first started watching it, the Civil War part. And I was like, this looks fucking.
You're like, God.
Like, I shot it on an iPhone. This looks bad. And then, like, I started watching and I was like, all right, all right. And by the end of the first episode, I was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
And it's way good. Highly worth watching.
Tom Berenger, the dude who plays fucking Magnum P.I., is fucking Jim Vance, the dirty old dude who fucks his dog.
Oh, yeah.
He's like a fat fucking monster in that fucking movie.
He's good.
In that show, whatever, miniseries.
Yeah, Uncle, what was his name?
Jim Vance.
Uncle Jim, yeah. Because that was Kevin Costner's uncle, correct?
Yeah, Uncle Jim, so he was Kevin Costner's brother.
I thought he was Kevin Costner's...
uncle?
Yeah, because I thought he called him Uncle Jim. Wall was his brother.
Yeah, Wall was his brother, and Ellison.
The judge.
And then the dude who got stabbed and shot a bunch in the fight that he was winning.
Okay, right on.
To break him up. Cotton Top's dad.
I'm about to say, Cotton's also, his name is Ellison as well.
Yeah, he gave him his name, but they call him Cotton Top.
Yeah, that's why I got confused. I was like, Ellison didn't fucking die. Who's he talking about? That makes more sense. Thank you.
Yep, so... you think about Hatfields. Hatfields lost a lot of their boys, but not all. They didn't lose the wife, and they didn't lose...
the main family.
Correct.
They lost a lot of the fucking, you know...
or their daughters, like young daughters and shit. So Randall McCoy, being the fucking lunatic he became, was part because of his evangelical sort of psychoticness, because he was kind of really, really into the Old Testament shit. And the other part is... he's losing, like, 9-year-old daughters and infants and his wife and, like, all of his kids. Like, every single one.
Yeah.
Died.
He definitely
one went, died of depression.
He definitely went through, like, a lot of... yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. I was like, oh, the nosebleed depression.
He definitely went through a lot of loss comparatively.
Comparatively,
for,
like,
immediate family.
It snapped his head. And he went through the war... in much more of a trial than Devil Ants did. Like,
yeah, because Devil Ants was a deserter.
Yeah, he actually,
that's
I
the start
think,
of the whole
took,
thing.
Like, yeah, And that's just it. He's like, I love, there's a line that Kevin Costner says. He's like, if there was ever two men who misunderstood each other, it was us. Like, damn, like, if you guys would have talked at first.
Yeah.
Like, tried to understand each other's point of view after you reunited.
Because Ants was really trying to just be, he's like, dude, we're fucked. We need to get back to our families.
Yep.
We've lost enough people. He's like, we don't need to keep dying for this war that's unbeatable now.
There's great lines when they're like, what are the Hatfields and McCoys famous for? He's like, for killing each other. And he's just like, oh geez, that's my legacy.
I'm going to go light myself on fire.
Where's my booze?
So, yeah, there is a lot of really cool things that, like, there a lot of callbacks throughout the entire thing. It's really good. Like, it's a really good binge watch.
I love it. I've watched it all the way through three times. This is my third time.
Jesus.
It's since 2012, though.
Okay.
And you know how much I like Costner and Westerns. Mm-hmm. This kind of does both really well.
Dances with Wolves.
Jonesy, dude. The sort of the Romeo, I guess you'd call him.
Dude, like I was about to say, like I was talking to Josie and I was like, yeah, like this shit feels like Romeo and Juliet at some point, like the way, you know, the House of Capulet and Montagu, like you can't fucking do it, dude. And that was tight when fucking Kevin Costner's like, I wonder if I just would have let him get married, like how this all would have played out.
I love that.
And then the mom,
you'd let him marry the first one.
No, he's Costner says that, and the mom's like, you know what? We made the decisions because we thought they were good at the time.
Yeah.
Like, you got to live with it.
Yeah,
like,
there's no going back.
That's such a hard thing to be like, you know, I always like wondered, like, what if? And it's like, fuck your what if. You did what you did because you thought it was right.
Dude, it's dope. Bad Frank Phillips, like, that dude's fucking got a crazy story arc.
Yeah, and I like that they tied him up at the end, like his story and stuff like that, and Nance and
it's
stuff. And it's
sweet.
Cool that they give, like, all the fucking backstories to like everybody like at the end of the movie, like what happens and stuff like that. But yeah, no, it is like 4 hours and I think 45 minutes or 40 minutes. It's a hefty watch.
It's
but
a
definitely
thick one, but
definitely worth taking.
Oh fuck, I forgot.
It's a thick one.
It's a thick one, dude. Yeah, you're not, that ain't a little strip steak. That's a fucking porterhouse.
What do you give it?
Oh, to me, that's like a 9.5. Like, I love that thing a lot.
I would give it like an 8.
Yeah,
but it's super good.
It's not as in your,
it's no Spider-Man Homecoming, you know?
Yeah, they didn't really break any fucking box office records, if you know what I mean.
I didn't see any Vulture in it, so that was, what are we going to do for next week?
You said it.
Pathfinder,
and then I thought you said Transformers.
Yeah, no, but, well, do you want to do Pathfinder
do
for
immediately.
Movie of the week? What?
Oh, I was just going to say, I don't want to watch Transformers yet.
Okay.
Just because it's, I don't know.
All right, so Tessa Tony would do Pathfinder. Have you seen it?
Eh, I don't know.
Okay, we'll do that for movie of the week.
No, dude, whatever you want it to be.
No, we'll do it for movie. What do you want to watch? Yeah, we should watch Transformers for Tessa Tony then.
Ugh.
Why? I have it. We have two copies of that too.
Jesus.
Dude, we got two copies of everything.
That's incredible. I wish we had Smoking Aces.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's, like, take a step back here. I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there,
do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.